Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we're joined by Jason Gasworth, the managing partner with his new company, Interstate 15 Sports and Entertainment, on how he hopes to leverage his vast casino experience in those fields to companies entering the gaming market. This podcast is sponsored by iGamingPlayer.com, the premier affiliate marketing site that delivers quality players to your online casino, sportsbook, or poker room with transparency and integrity. Gasworth spent 15 years as president of the entertainment division of Caesars Entertainment. He pioneered superstar residencies at Caesars properties in Las Vegas and across the country. He left Caesars in late 2023 to form Interstate 15 Sports and Entertainment to join with two partners to help guide hospitality companies seeking to enter the gaming industry in Las Vegas and beyond. He talks about how Las Vegas has recently become the center of the sports world to go along with its importance in the entertainment industry. He explains how he helped Caesars develop its entertainment strategy to go along with the other non-gaming amenities it offers. He spoke with me at his offices in Las Vegas in March.
You've been one of the leading executives influencing the entertainment scene in Las Vegas for the past decade. So tell us why you decided to leave Caesars and start this new operation.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a wonderful experience at Caesars, really proud of the 13 years that I was there, leading the live entertainment business, building the sponsorship sales division as well. But there really was just a great timing to start this new company.
Sure.
To be able to really provide value to the industry here in Las Vegas, but also elsewhere. Mm-hmm. We're really proud that we can bring our insights, relationships, going back to my days as a consultant, mm-hmm. of really thinking through with clients their strategic approach,
right.
And then being able to, the fact that we're based here in Las Vegas,
right.
To really leverage our expertise for, mm-hmm. for those that want to do business in these industries here in Las Vegas.
Sure, sure. Well, it sounds like it's something really unique. I can't think of another company that just focuses on the entertainment and sports aspect.
Yeah, Las Vegas is really growing continually,
right.
In these areas. And I think we've seen that is truly the entertainment and sports capital of the world.
Sure.
And certainly companies that want to do business here effectively of understanding this extraordinary mix of tourists who visit here as well as a strong local population. The business from that is really important.
Sure.
And it's even in the early days has really been exciting to offer that expertise.
Sure, no question. And you've partnered with some very impressive people. Who are the partners and what are their backgrounds?
Yes, these are close friends of mine, mm-hmm. for over a decade. We have Jamie Fritz, who has a very successful business in managing athletic talent, NFL legends, mm-hmm. to current athletes in the pros to collegiate athletes. Everything from their appearances, brand deals, broadcasting. And what we saw, too, in discussing with Jamie is that in working with brands, there was always this need,
sure.
of thinking through their entertainment strategy. Mm-hmm. So that really started as we thought about coming together. And then Greg Cannon, who I've worked with closely at Las Vegas Sands, mm-hmm. Palms, Caesars, a tremendous background in sports and entertainment, lead brand builder, digital marketer, social media, mm-hmm. guru. These are areas, too, where these businesses really could use that level of expertise. So with the three of us, we cover a wide range of activities across sports and entertainment that are very synergistic. We certainly are deep diving into our areas with our client set, but in many cases, they're finding value in what we all three of us bring.
Sure, great, great. So what are some of the services you offer to your clients?
Yeah, so my focus is really strategic advisory and mm-hmm. business development, really taking a step back with these businesses and thinking through, you know, what are the ways to optimize their current business? What are the real growth drivers that,
sure.
they could be thinking about? Some really big ideas that often it's helpful to have someone from the outside,
mm-hmm.
who may have a different perspective of those that are working on it day to day, but also a level of connectivity,
mm-hmm.
with a number of relationships of being able to drive that business forward.
Sure, sure. And your experience in terms of knowing what entertainment works in Vegas.
Absolutely. You know, and also where it's going.
Sure, right, right.
You know, so I think that's always been the goal, is to think about truly what can be successful now, but continually to move the ball forward.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So I know you really just got started. What kind of clients do you have now?
Yeah, well, I'm really excited. I have a great client base to start. I'm working, interestingly enough, in two sides of the spectrum in ticketing. One client, Optimal Ticketing, focuses on secondary ticketing sales and has this amazing platform, leverages their great expertise and pricing analytics, working closely with content providers to think through, you know, how they can generate, you know, more revenue and really bring it into the fold of those content producers. So they have close relationship with various sports entities, and we're thinking through together how they can grow even that much more in the live entertainment area. And then I have a client, Tix4, who you may remember, there were booths up and down the
That's
strip,
right. Yep.
where they were selling largely discount ticketing, that tickets. That business went away during COVID.
Right.
It has recently been acquired, and there's a very exciting relaunch
Sure.
happening now of reopening these locations, some new locations, and really thinking through connectivity of you know, with the primary market,
Sure.
As well as also really helping to promote and work closely with these shows as an opportunity for in-person engagement for people to buy these shows.
Sure.
So show tickets. So that's exciting there. I'm working with a group that I've worked with some time when I was at Caesars, C3 Presents, to really think through how they grow their casino entertainment booking and promoting business in new
Sure.
jurisdictions. They're really the leaders in the industry in what they do there, and you know, excited that continue to work with them in this capacity of thinking through, you know, how they best grow. I've got a number of sports entities that I can't talk about
Sure,
publicly
of
right
course,
now,
right.
but really thinking through the best way that they would do business in Las Vegas. There's a restaurant from LA that we're thinking through together how to best approach, you know, coming into the Vegas market,
Sure.
and a number of other conversations that we're
Yeah.
having. So very excited over the course of just really, you know, less than 3 months
Sure.
of building that amount of work that's really compelling and exciting.
Right. Well, I think some of the your experience in the casino area would attract some casino clients in terms of some of the smaller casinos. I know, you know, most of the smaller casinos don't have directors of entertainment or even the smaller companies. It's, you know, usually ends up in their marketing basket, you know, and they don't really understand entertainment. And I think that's probably something you would really be good at.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You know, I think I've been fortunate to have this experience in the casino environment, but also very much connected to the overall entertainment and sports
Right.
industry at large. And I think what we've seen is that in the business is that you have to have the top content to really be relevant in these various casinos. So for me, you know, it's certainly thinking through and over time probably working with some of them. But for now, you know, I've made you know, real choice to not have a direct casino affiliation,
Sure, right.
so that any content that comes to bear, really thinking through, you know, where it best fits. And when I mean content, it could be everything
Sure.
from shows to celebrity appearances, certainly on you know, with Jamie Fritz, thinking through where his athletes can be going. And then also on the hospitality side, whether there's restaurant concepts, nightlife concepts, I can really think through, you know,
Sure.
how to best guide the clients to the
Right,
right
right.
place.
So you would be open to advising, say, a nightclub that would come in want to come into town.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And really thinking through with them, you know, what's the best fit, you know, who they might be the best partner with as they think about their goals, thinking about the landscape. And
Right.
this is not just in Las Vegas. I'm certainly looking at other markets as
Right,
well,
sure.
and just trying to deploy really rigorous strategic thinking to how people would approach this.
Sure.
You know, in certain cases, people are coming here, they're starting to have conversations, they don't really necessarily have a clear-cut vision of exactly what they want to achieve.
Right.
So I think in a certain case, if you have that and then you can start getting feedback from really evaluating what the right location and
Sure.
partnerships may be, that often will yield to better
Right,
results.
right. How about artists? you know, when you were at Caesars, I think, well, there's always been residencies in the industry back from the Elvis Presley days, but you kind of started it again with Celine Dion, and then the people you brought in after that, Elton John's and the Rod Stewart's of the world. I mean, they came in and had residencies. If artists come to you and we want to do a residency in Vegas, is that something you'd be interested in representing them for?
Absolutely. Yeah. And there's been some preliminary conversations mm-hmm. on that as well. I think they see that, you know, there's a very successful track record, and every artist is different.
Sure.
So there's no one size fits all in how they think about it. But I think I can be, a trusted voice to talk about whether it's either the right time for a residency or when that might be, and how they may think about it, and really starting as we did, you know, when I was at Caesars, to think through what are the goals for the artist?
Right,
is that
sure.
an artist who wants to continue to tour? Mm-hmm. Is that someone who wants to really sit down in one place?
Right.
In some ways, what are they also trying to achieve after that residency?
Sure, right.
I think we've seen tremendous success from artists who have had a residency and then mm-hmm. have even bigger touring business
sure,
after
right.
that, because it's been such an amazing platform for them.
Right.
So yes, I think that would be a scenario, just as we talked about, of whether it be a production show or restaurant nightlife concept, an artist wants to think about setting up a residency, we certainly can be a resource
sure.
for them.
And I guess you could match them with certain properties as well. I mean, you know, some of them aren't going to be in Caesars, some of them aren't going to be in MGM.
Sure. It's really thinking about, you know, where they're best suited. And a lot of it, and, you know, great partnerships. You see, you know, large-scale promoters with Live Nation and AEG here, but really starting to think through, you know, just core principles of what they're trying to achieve, what the creative vision is. A very honest assessment of what level of business there may be here, so that they're also thinking through, you know, going through the right steps of approaching it for all those that have come before that have had really successful launches and sustainability to their shows.
Right, great. So let's talk about the sports environment. I mean, the last year here in Vegas has been an incredible ride with the launch of the F1 series and then, of course, the Super Bowl that came through. You know, it's been an amazing year. So what do you think the future of sports is for Las Vegas, and how can you help?
Yeah, as sports is going to continue to grow, mm-hmm. I think we've seen, you know, every time there's a new team or an event coming here, there's always the question, can Vegas handle this?
Right.
And it's been exponential.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
you know, just as the reputation of Las Vegas as the best destination for these type of sports, and it really is. I mean, to take a little bit of a tangent, you see it with the professional sports teams we have here, that mm-hmm. they have very strong local support.
Sure.
But it's always such a great place for visitors to come experience a game and watch their team,
right.
which in turn creates this incredible environment, you know, at the venue itself, where it's a playoff experience every single night.
Sure.
So I think that will continue to progress. And then these special events, the city of Las Vegas handles these beautifully.
Sure,
I think you see it with Super Bowl across the board. People just felt this was mm-hmm. the best Super Bowl experience, having all of these properties in close proximity, a lot of experience with the talented teams that mm-hmm. work there and how to really handle events like this, mm-hmm. starting with how New Year's Eve is handled and how the rodeo has been for all these years. All of that level of experience really showed itself nicely during Super Bowl. And so this will continue to grow. And I think where we can be helpful is having insight over the last two decades of how Las Vegas has continued to evolve to support that growth, mm-hmm. Thinking about how to best engage the various properties to really be integrated and involved in helping those events be successful, or in a case of a sports team, getting you know, a consistent level of engagement there. And also the best way to, as I mentioned before, handle that nuance of attracting visitors as well as also mm-hmm. Being very compelling to the local population.
Sure.
And I think those things make Vegas a unique market that our group can give a lot of insight to.
Right, great. Well, another thing that happened in the last year was the opening of the Sphere. I mean, mm-hmm. this has been a huge success so far in terms of the publicity for Las Vegas. What does it mean for the city and also for that business?
Yeah, credit to Madison Square Garden and the Sphere of creating something that's truly innovative.
Mm-hmm.
I think everyone who has seen the U2 show and the other shows coming has really been blown away, you know, and it's something that's really a spectacular experience. And I think that's really what Las Vegas calls for, is that right. If you're going to come do something here, there's an expectation that is going to be a worldwide phenomenon.
Sure, right.
I think those that have been successful, you know, inclusive of the Sphere, have really done that to a point where it is a reason to come visit this market. And I think what we also see, too, is that then when people are visiting, they're looking to experience everything that Las Vegas has to offer. So the more that we can have that brings new ideas, new content, it only makes the city stronger, and that's an example of it.
Sure, no question. So we've also got the Oakland A's moving to Las Vegas. It's not going to be here for a few years, but their rendering of the stadium really blew me away. I mean, it was I didn't like the idea of an enclosed dome, but the way they set it out there really, really is spectacular. How do you think they're going to be successful in Vegas?
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a really exciting development for Las Vegas, and the A's have a tremendous history. And to be coming here, I think Las Vegas is very fortunate, and I agree with you that design of that ballpark is just so perfectly set up, mm-hmm. because of being a really comfortable experience, you know, given the heat here, but in mm-hmm. a way that really features why you'd have a team in Las Vegas, of
right.
being able to look out at the Strip and all the amazing technology that they've built into that design. Will be an experience like no other,
sure.
Yep. Which I think, you know, has always been their goal. Mm-hmm. I think the design, you know, will achieve that, and it's exciting for them that hopefully they can build this momentum of people here becoming fans of the team as they
right.
know
sure.
they're coming. That by the time that they're playing here, there's really that installed fan base, as well as also,
sure.
I think. Everyone, you know, for the teams that they'll play, checking off on their calendar of making sure that they come visit and check out this world-class
right.
ballpark.
Well, I've already got my A's hat, so I'm
good.
Ready.
Yeah, that's good. You got to be Vegas proud. Yeah.
But the size of the stadium really fits into the Vegas opportunity as well. I mean, we've seen Allegiant Stadium just go crazy in terms of the events outside of football. But baseball, you know, the 33,000 seat, it's in between that and the T-Mobile Arena and some of the smaller arenas, but it fits perfectly.
Yes, I think it'll be really the right size for baseball.
Mm-hmm.
As you mentioned, you know, these more intimate experience that Las Vegas has to offer. I think also it should be a very attractive entertainment venue, given the size that they have. If you think about the spectrum that's here in Las Vegas now, we have world-class venues
right.
of every size that you can imagine. So it's really wonderful and it's exciting in what we're working on now, too, that as someone said, hey, I have an idea, I have a concept, where should
right.
I play?
Mm-hmm.
We're not thinking about maybe you have in other markets. Well, you've got these couple of options.
Right.
Let's see what's better.
Sure.
You know, it's really trying to think through, okay, well, what are you trying to exhibit there and what's the right size and experience? And there's all of these options to be able to explore.
Right.
You know, and I think because of that, you really do see that across the board. It's remarkable. The type of shows that are here on,
sure.
on any given night
right.
here that makes it such an attractive place for people to visit.
Right, right, no question about it. So let's talk about outside of Las Vegas. Obviously, you have tremendous experience in casino entertainment. I mean, but there's smaller properties in the regional markets that really need some guidance in terms of how they present their entertainment. How do you view that operation? Because it's obviously different than Vegas.
Yeah, but they're similar concepts. I mean, ultimately, you want to have content that people are going to want to make the trip.
Right.
And sometimes in those cases, it's a little bit more geared to the local or regional
sure.
population
mm-hmm.
versus those that would come in for longer distances. But one of the things that we did successfully at Caesars is really to start thinking through if you book content that someone would actually buy a ticket to.
Right.
It's going to be far more compelling.
Mm-hmm.
To gift that ticket
right.
to your VIP customer,
sure.
then what I'd argue in the past was this thought of, we'll book entertainment
mm-hmm.
and our customers may like it, but no one would buy a ticket to
right.
it necessarily.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I think in large part that's been a key driver, where you see that when people say, oh, casino entertainment,
mm-hmm.
there is no line anymore.
Right.
I mean, this really is, these artists and shows that would play in non-casino venues also play casino venues
right.
because it really is just great theaters and other venues that they can
sure.
play in. So I think those are the areas. Now executing on that is not the easiest thing.
Exactly. Right.
So I think this goes back to, you know, finding the right partnerships and making sure of really being in the mode of tapping into what content is touring through.
Sure.
Making sure to have the relationships. Mm-hmm. These are things again that we can be very helpful with. And whether it's a very targeted approach of, you know, any type of show that they're specifically going after, or just a general mm-hmm. entertainment and sports for right. that matter, as I mentioned with athletes visiting these properties, you know, this can be something that we can provide some
right.
value to.
Right, great. Well, I was thinking specifically about Atlantic City, the new thing. I'm sure you had something to do with the Hook Show in Atlantic mm-hmm. City in the old Warner Theater, right. the new Warner Theater now. In Atlantic City, it was always tough to do reviews, but I understand it's working great, and of course the combination with the restaurant as well. Can you see that being duplicated in other markets?
Yeah, it's a great show, uh-huh. And I think for Atlantic City, you know, the thought there was you have a lot of visitation, especially in the summer, and people looking to do you know, exciting things, and Spiegel World has great success here in Las Vegas.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and there is that combination of the shows and the restaurant. So I think, you know, companies, to their credit, you know, mm-hmm. thinking big about how to keep moving things forward. And yes, I think in markets where there's critical mass, and, you know, outside of casino markets too, I mean, there's destinations like Nashville, you know, that have, you know, similar characteristics to Las Vegas.
Right.
You know, where a lot of people visiting, strong local population, real excitement to engage in live entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Those are areas you're starting to see some of these things happen as well.
Right.
New York is, sure. is a good example
right.
too.
Well, even some of there's new casinos in Chicago now, you know, outside of Chicago, that's a critical mass for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And I think what we're seeing too is that there's people who are visiting those cities, mm-hmm. but are making the casinos as a destination, as one of their stops.
Sure.
Not only for the gaming and everything that has to offer, but also with great programming that they may not be able to see in the city itself.
Sure.
So that's really, as these properties have to think about of not even competing against those cities, but just being part of that overall experience to make sure that they're getting that visitation.
Great. So one last question, where do you see Interstate 15 sports and entertainment fitting into the entertainment and the sports market, not only in Las Vegas, but across the industry itself?
Yes, and it's already happening.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's great respect for what the success of these businesses have been in Las Vegas, and a lot of interest of saying, how do we take some key learnings from there and apply it to other mm-hmm. markets? Most of what we do may have a Vegas focus, but is usually national or global,
sure,
global
right.
in scope.
Yeah.
So there is that connection where we're certainly, you know, working and having a mindset outside of the market. And I think, but fortunately, you know, all of these groups, they have Vegas on their radar,
right,
some
sure.
place that they want to do business.
Right.
And it wasn't always that way.
Yep.
You know, and so. Certainly with existing relationships we have, you know, we've built up a nice client base really, really quickly. But what's happening is we're also, you know, since our announcement, we're mm-hmm. getting just cold outreach from
sure.
people that we hadn't met before,
yeah.
who said, hey, we saw what y'all are doing. Can you tell us more about it? It's exciting conversations to really think through with them where we can be helpful. And as we're approaching it, we're really forging what are going to be long-term relationships.
Sure.
You know, the ones that I mentioned before of these early clients. I mean, I'm so excited for their growth prospects and what we're working on together.
Right.
And you can see these things that we provide this unique value proposition of an outside view, of an ability to really to create more connections than one can do sometimes if they're inside of a company,
mm-hmm.
but certainly a lot of excitement and alignment of what their overall long-term success is.
Sure.
And I think that's something that hopefully we can be a really positive force to the continued economic growth of Las Vegas and elsewhere and everywhere where we do business.
Great, great. Well, you know, I hope we can help you with that, with this podcast and getting the word out. I've always admired what you did at Caesars, building that entertainment empire there. And, you know, the shows that you put in there and are still to come, I think, are really making a difference in that company and in those properties. So thanks for taking the time to join us, and then we'll stay in touch.
Absolutely. Appreciate the opportunity, and I've always enjoyed listening to your podcast, Roger, and I've known you a number of years.
Yes.
And this is exciting to be able to talk about these things with you. I know you were one of the first that reached out as soon as we announced,
right?
And that meant a lot to us, and you know, and this is great, and you know, thanks for having me on the podcast.
Thank you for being here. Hope you enjoyed this week's podcast sponsored by iGaming Player, the premier affiliated marketing site that delivers quality players to your online casino, sportsbook, or poker room with transparency and integrity. To learn more about the topics we just discussed, visit ggbmagazine.com. Subscribe to GGB News to get all the news of the gaming industry delivered to your desktop every Monday morning. Sign up at ggbnews.com and use the coupon code GGB180 for a free subscription. Don't miss a single episode of the podcast. Subscribe on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast.